Well, in the last number of years, the stretch of Watermin between Fulcarra and Gurtahark, which is approximately 2 kilometres of roadway, along that road, the Watermin has burst intermittently over the last 2 to 3 years. And there have been situations where water has been off over weekend spells. There has been situations where a leak is fixed and another leak happens because of the frailty of the pipe network that is there. And it has caused considerable distress and stoppages to households in the Fulcarra and Gurtahark area. Something that was unacceptable, something that I was raising very much on a large scale basis with Irish Water, and I'm very pleased to be in a position to have received confirmation that further to the representation that I've been making on behalf of the people of the Clonmany area, they have now agreed to replace 1.5 kilometres of water main between Fulcarra and Gurtahark, which will effectively mean that the stoppages which have been occurring over the last number of years will be reduced dramatically or indeed ceased, and it will mean that there will be large scale expenditure in the region of between €500,000 and €1 million made in this area to ensure that the water main is upgraded, that a new water main will be laid, and that any damages that are caused to the road network will also be cured after this work is done. So it does represent and it does indeed show a good investment in the area, something that will be very much welcomed by the public because of the large scale distress and stoppages that were happening along the line.
Now, the work has to go out to tender, of course. When can we expect work to commence and indeed be completed?
Well, the first thing that will now happen is that a team will carry out investigative work with a view of drawing up a design document, and then they will send it out to tender so that contracts can be signed. Realistically, Irish Water are saying that the work, the actual construction work, should commence towards the end of 2016 or very early 2017. Because there's such a large scale of development to happen, 1.5 kilometres, it will all have to be mapped out. The strata or the soil type will have to be shown, and every detail will have to be put into a tender document so that a proper price can be drawn up. So it looks as though 2017 will be the time, probably January or February in 2017, when the work will actually commence. But the fact that Irish Water have committed to designing, to sending out a tender and to put into construction stage, I believe is a major step forward and something that I very much welcome.